It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, it's Larry London, and this is Border Crossings. We welcome you to the Thursday show. Today on our program, we welcome the Nearly Deads into our studio. We'll be talking to the Nearly Deads, listening to some of their new music, and we'll hear all about the latest project for the Nearly Deads. So hang around. This is Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Can take anything you want, but just don't mess me up. No, no, don't break my bones. I see the way you're looking, staring at me like I'm something, some kind of girl who follows boys around the world, some kind of lost and confused little, can't help myself. No, I am aware of all the games that you play, but let me tell you, boy, it gets you nowhere. And I said we're over, 'cause I can do this by myself. Go break some hearts, but let me tell you, boy, it gets me nowhere. And I said, we're over, 'cause I can do this by myself. I'm gonna go it alone. Whoa, oh, oh. And I said, whoa, whoa.
Hi, this is Larry London. It's Border Crossings, and we're listening to a new song off a new album from a group that's been together for a number of years now, the Nearly Deads. The album is Invisible Tonight, and we've got the band in our studios. Welcome to D.C.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
It's great to have you guys here. Now, you're living in Nashville, I read, and did you form in Florida? What's the Florida connection?
Yeah, we met in Florida maybe like 5 years ago. We were in different bands. I had known Steve and a couple of the other original members, and they all were like, let's move to Nashville, get into the music scene. And I decided to move up and ended up joining their band and becoming female fronted. There used to be like a male front person, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. Now, how's it feel being the only girl in a guy band with four guys? And
I really like it. We're all really close. It's like kind of like having four brothers, four stagehands.
It's not four boyfriends, right?
No, no. Four big brothers, definitely. They look out for me, and whenever I need something, they're there for me. So it's actually nice.
All right. And I know your name's Teresa. Maybe you can introduce us to the rest of the guys.
We got Javi over here on rhythm guitar. Javier.
Javier.
Javier. Kevin bass.
Hello.
guys.
I'm Josh. I'm the drummer.
Hi, Josh.
And I'm Steve. I play lead guitar.
All right. And how long have you guys been together, actually, as a band now?
They've been together about 5 years. Mm-hmm. I joined the band.
Probably like three.
Six. I know it's like four for me.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all have been in Nashville for about 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Music yeah. City. So, I mean, is it a big adjustment to go to Nashville and to make music from as opposed to Florida where you were living?
It really makes you become a better musician. There's a lot of talent there. As soon as we arrived, we just kind of, with open eyes, we're just like, wow, like we really need to practice. We need to get better. But in the best way possible, it really, you can cut your teeth there. So mm-hmm. I feel like if we had stayed in Florida, we might have gotten the same amount of success, but it would have taken a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
We made some connections. We met some really good people right away as soon as we started moving there and got what we needed to get done very quickly.
There's been a lot of comparisons of your band and I think My Chemical Brothers. Is that what it is?
My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance. Okay. Yeah. So, but define your sound. I mean, how would you describe the sound of your band?
I mean, we're definitely My Chemical Romance is definitely an influence of mine. Gerard Way is one of my favorite frontmen. I definitely look to him like vocally. So that kind of like alternative, more on the gritty, grungy side, and we're huge '90s fans. And a little progressive, a little Smashing Pumpkins. I know Steve is really influenced by. That kind of makes up the sound. And I also really like pop vocalists as well. So this kind of like grittiness with the pop vocals is kind of what makes up our sound. Mm.
All right. Well, you've got us all excited and interested. So now we're going to check you out. If you wouldn't mind doing a song for us, that'd be great.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do Changeover?
Yeah.
All right. Here they are, the Nearly Deads on Border Crossings.
Count us off, Josh.
Will I be on solid ground at the end of the earthquake? My world is falling apart and I can't even think straight. I must have the patience of a saint. But there's only so much I can take. If it's the only way, what do I need to pay? Do I need to be, what do I need to say? Gave up everything. I've been following someone else's dream. I feel the change over. If I had an identity in the first place, whoa, oh, I'd be losing myself at an alarming rate. Nay, there's not much to me beneath the surface. All you need to know is written right across my face. And tell me if it's the only way, what do I need to pay? To say, gave up everything. I've been following someone else's dream. I feel a changeover. We're losing air pressure. Keep moving on like we had no idea. The things I do for you, oh, I keep pushing through to make it all come true. Has no idea. If it's the only way, what do I need to pay? Do I need to be? What do I need to stay? If it's the only way, what do I need to pay? Do I need to be? What do I need to say? Change over. We're losing our pressure.
Border Crossings, the Nearly Deads, here in our studios. The new album is called Invisible Tonight. You write all your own music? It's all original stuff?
Yeah.
You guys created as a group, or is there someone in the band who's got the job of songwriting?
I kind of do the main songwriting with Steve. Sometimes I'll do something on the piano, bring it to him. Sometimes he'll do something on guitar and bring it to me. We kind of flesh out the structure and everything and then bring it to the band, and they add their elements to it, kind of tweak the structures and figure out what's going to sound best. And so it kind of starts with me and Steve and then everybody towards the end.
So you guys, this is the first big studio album for you. This is your debut studio album. You had, an EP a couple of years ago, but this is the first studio album. So when you put together the songs that you're going to put out on your first album, you probably have a bunch of them and you have to narrow it down. How do you go about deciding which songs make it on the debut album?
The producer has a lot to do with it, for sure. John King has been with us through both EPs and the full length. And it's kind of like his decision. Like, we can fight for songs that we want, but, you know, he's got the ear, so.
He gives us the freedom, but he's definitely, being a producer and doing it for a while, he's got an ear for what he thinks is probably going to stick out the most and really showcase our style and, you know.
So describe your fans to me. Are they the young people? Are they a little older? College?
They're all over the spectrum, man. Yeah, and they're very passionate. It's really, really cool. The zombie thing's blowing up. All the fans call themselves zombies now, and it's really cool.
Is that where you decided to come, you know, up with a name? Because that's kind of an interesting name.
Well, originally when I was talking about taking over as the front person, they had a different name. The band was actually called Danger Flight, and we played one show under the name Danger Flight with me. One show, that's a little known fact. And and I said, guys, this is no good. We need to change the name. It's not punk enough. It's not cool enough. Like, nobody gets it. So we sat around and just said, like, you know, how can we kind of pay homage to Florida, where we're from, but make it sound a little edgy and dark and cool? And Florida's home of the Newlyweds and the Nearly Deads. It's kind of a saying that people sometimes, if you're from there, may or may not have heard it. And so that's kind of a nod to where we're from. And also being horror movie fans, zombie fans, like in general, it just seemed like the perfect name. And there was
actually, I just wanted to say, like, fun fact about that is when we picked the name, we didn't want to be associated with like zombies or dead, because we were like, it's going to be too dark, it's going to be too metal. But then when we released the first EP and the song that we did the zombie video for, our producer kind of pushed for it, and then it became such a hit, we kind of embraced it.
Well, it, you know, it works, the Nearly Deads. It's a risky name because internationally there are people who are very sensitive to that, to ghosts and dead and things like that. So here in the States, we embrace the zombies, and it's cool. The gorier, the better. But around the world, it's a whole nother vibe.
Yeah, and I mean, just because of the name, like the origins of the name, it's a little more tongue-in-cheek than serious.
Right. People don't get the connection. They don't know the senior citizens go to Florida. There's a lot of senior citizens.
I know
you guys didn't want to say it, you know, so I'll say it for you. A lot of senior citizens go to Florida.
My grandma loves the name, so we have the seal of approval.
And where are you from in Florida? I lived in Tampa for a year.
We lived in Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually went to the University of South Florida. Steve went to UT for a minute. Yeah, Clearwater area.
Yeah, beautiful area.
Old
I was on Mix for a year. Mix 107 on Gandy, you know, the whole Clear Channel thing.
Oh, no way.
So,
okay, cool.
Spent my high school years on Davis Island.
Oh, wow.
So we'll probably heard you on the radio.
It's the home of the Nearly Deads and the very first Hooters. That's what we've got going for it.
Yes. Yes. Actually been there.
We've got the gang from Florida, now Nashville, in the studio with us. Now, this album is funded by yourselves? You kind of worked hard on a campaign to raise money? Your fans paid?
The fans. We did a Kickstarter campaign, and the fans rallied behind us. And just, we offered all kinds of deals and cool prizes. I mean, like dinner with the band. You name it. It was on there. And without the fans, we wouldn't have been able to put this album out. It was really touching to have the fans behind us like that.
Any songs inspired by the fans that you wrote about, particularly a fan or fans, that there's a story that, you know, you guys know that the rest of us don't know?
teenager?
Because typically bands have, you know, inside stuff.
Yeah.
That you see that person? Whoa, there we have. Let's write a song about that person.
I wouldn't say, I mean, maybe the next album will definitely, because we've got grown to know our fans a little bit more, and it's definitely a source of inspiration. Mm-hmm. I would say when I'm performing, there's definitely ones, we have a, like, we just played Changeover. We have a fan that like, that's her favorite song. So, like, I think about her every time we play it. They're always requesting, and a lot of people, we have a song called Brave. They'll talk about how when they're having a bad day, they'll turn on Brave. They'll turn that on. So when I'm performing that, I definitely, like, channel all that positivity and energy and say, you know what, we're performing this for you. And I'm thinking of them when I'm performing it, and definitely writing it. I wanted it to have a sense of empowerment. So no matter what situation that you were going through, you know, I'm brave and you can't take that away. It's kind of a big message. So I was hoping, you know, a lot of people in any different aspect of their life could kind of use that message to help them through.
Now, you mentioned you have a producer who you kind of rely on and lean on. And then typically when you're working on an indie label and you've got the fans funding the album, you have much more control than if you're working for a major and they wanted to take the reins away from you. Did you find that to be the case with this album? You had a lot of input, or was it the producer did what he wanted to do?
I mean, we have our input for sure. But we take his advice because he knows what he's doing. And, you know, we're not real hard-headed on change. We're down for changing songs and parts around.
I mean, definitely with the full length, it's we're a little more, I don't know. I want to say the first album we did with him, I think we were a little more hard-headed about the changes. But then when, you know, there'll be a thing, something, a whole tweak here and there that makes us sound so much better. You're like, oh, why didn't I think of that? It's nice to have that outsider opinion, because sometimes as a songwriter, you're married to your idea. And learning to let go of that, it's really important when you want a great finished product. And that's kind of where he steps in. He's you know, definitely helped us fine tune our sound. So then when we were writing the full length, we kind of already were on that level with him. Mm-hmm. So writing and bouncing ideas, we were like, okay, well, I'll give your thing a try. I'll give this idea a try. And it felt more like we were doing it together.
Everything that's there is us. He just maybe took different things and made it better. Mm-hmm. Like, we had the idea and it's like, okay, it's almost there, let's try this. So it's nice in that, to have that creativity and just to be able to do what we want.
So two EPs and a studio album, as you've continued to evolve, how do you see yourselves these days? Are you a harder band than you were when you started, a softer band? What direction have you headed in, and where do you think you are today?
I think that the full length is definitely a little more punk, a little more pop punk influenced than the first EP. It's a little heavier, and I don't know. I guess that's it.
That's the big difference.
And we do. And now that we're playing with bands like Hailstorm and In This Moment, and going on these huge tours with these heavier bands, it's really inspiring. To where I'm like, I want to write some heavier stuff. I want to get back to that first EP and write some really rocking songs that people can get. And you know, the more you play live, the more the audience matters, I guess.
Sure.
Like, you want something that
there's
people can sing along to and dance to and crowd surf to or whatever.
Right.
Well, the other thing, too, now is we have 16, 17 recorded songs that we put out there. And now with the internet and touring a lot, we're able to see how the fans respond to all those songs. So from there, we can kind of look and see, like, well, what are they getting into the most? What are they connecting to the most? And then moving forward from there, we can decide, okay, like, how to proceed writing music. Should we go in the direction of what they're responding to.
It sounds like, you know, I'm assuming here, but it sounds like touring is probably your favorite part of the whole job.
Yeah, it's definitely
great. Yeah, it's
love
great.
Getting to perform every single night. Just kind of feels like you're doing something with your life and meeting the fan. I mean, honestly, meeting the fans and, you know, shaking hands, giving hugs, taking pictures. I mean, that's awesome. That's awesome for us.
Well, we've got the Nearly Deads in our studio, and so if you guys wouldn't mind doing another song, that'd be great. Yeah.
You guys want to go ahead and do Brave?
Sure.
Woo! I am the lion-hearted warrior.
It's the Nearly Deads here on Border Crossings, and the new album is called Invisible Tonight, and they are out on tour right now. How's the tour going?
Amazing. Amazing. Everyone is so nice. From every crew member to every band member of all the other three bands, everyone is just great. Open arms.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I mean, I see you got quite a list of cities that you're going to around the country. And are you doing any international touring? Is there a plan to go out of the U.S.?
We plan to. No, not like any set plans yet, but that's definitely the next step.
Where would you like to go?
Europe.
Japan? Oh, Europe? Okay.
Yeah. Anywhere, pretty much.
Anywhere. Japan, Australia. We'll go anywhere.
South America. They're open for invitations, right?
Yes.
Now, Teresa, you started singing at what age? I mean, has this always been music for you? You always knew you wanted to do this?
I have always been a piano player. I've always considered myself that, almost more than a singer. I started playing as soon as I could reach the keyboard. I was probably like 2 years old, tinkering around. And I was really, really shy to sing and everything. And in middle school, I started doing like music theater and getting a little into that. And I mean, I always wanted to be on Broadway and thought I would end up doing that. And somewhere along the way, I discovered punk rock and like never looked back. No pun intended with our song. But yeah, I mean, it took me a little while to kind of gain the confidence to sing in front of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did chorus and musicals and stuff, but I would get really nervous and I was really shy as a child. I was never one of those kids who was always singing and dancing around the house or anything. No, I was a kind of quiet, and I'd always played piano and started writing songs in high school, and just went from there. Like I said, I found punk rock, and that was that.
So you've given up on any dream about being on stage and actually acting or in a film or something, because you're beautiful and you're talented, and I don't know. Anytime somebody says I'm shy and they have the looks and the talent, it's kind of like, huh?
I mean, yeah. I've grown out of it, and being in the band is something, I mean, I like to think that I connect with the fans on that aspect, with young girls and stuff. They want to form their own bands. They want to, well, do anything in life, really. And I try to say, look, I was really shy, but look what I'm doing now. I don't get nervous anymore. I don't, you know, I still work on how I can be a better front person, you know, leading an audience. And the bigger crowds that we get, the more I'm like, okay, what more can I do? Mm-hmm. But singing, you know, I really don't get super nervous about that anymore. And so I try to use that kind of story to hopefully help others. I mean, I don't know, everyone goes through that awkward phase, but I would love to one day be on Broadway, maybe, who knows?
Yeah, it's possible if you hold that dream.
Yeah, I mean, I love writing music. I have a degree in composition, so I want to write for film. That's kind of like my, when I'm in my glory days, hoping that I'm like writing for orchestra and films and movies and stuff like that. Like that's, I don't know.
That's
kind
future,
of my
down the road,
end
huh?
game. I don't know. That's kind of what I think one day I would love to accomplish, you know.
Right. Before you get to be the Nearly Dead.
Yeah. Before I am actually nearly dead. I think that's definitely like a personal goal of mine is like, you know, because this is rock and I want to be doing this the rest of my life as well. But hopefully a career in music will lead towards every other avenue. Mm-hmm. I know every one of us has, you know, something they'd like to do in music besides just the band, you know.
And what were you listening to growing up besides Bubba the Love Sponge? What were you? What kind of music were you?
I have to give it to Billy Joel. I mean, Billy Joel and the Beatles probably was played around my house a lot. John Lennon and things like that is what I would start being like, I want to play the piano. You can play the piano and do rock music. I didn't really know that it could be cool to like play the piano. It was always kind of considered, you know, you got to learn classical. I'm not really classically trained at piano. I chose to do a classical voice when I went to University of South Florida, so I definitely consider myself classically trained vocally, but not really on piano. I've always just kind of been like a songwriter, and Billy Joel is definitely like a huge inspiration when I was like little.
Wow. Yeah. Very interesting, because of the kind of music that you have evolved to now. I mean, Billy Joel, you'd think somebody would say, well, I grew up with the Ramones or, you know, the Romantics and the things like that.
I mean, I guess you could say like Green Day.
Okay,
Green Day was my first cassette tape. I'm don't want to age myself too much. I feel like it was maybe all of our first cassettes. Hey, we were talking about Chumbawamba being our first CD.
Right. Tub-thumping.
Tub-thumping, yes.
No, my first cassette was definitely the Doobie Brothers and Beach Boys. So.
Well, guys, by saying a cassette, you've just aged yourself anyway.
Yeah. I think our parents really have influenced all of us. I think whatever our parents were listening to when we were kids is what got us into it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't find out. Well, I was disappointed because growing up with my parents, my mom just listened to, like, the Carpenters and stuff that would put us all to sleep. Mm-hmm. And she didn't reveal to me until I moved to Nashville away that her favorite band was Alice Cooper.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, great. Now you tell me.
The Kennedys, you know, something like that. Well, the Nearly Deads are on the Voice of America, and it's really a pleasure to meet you guys. And you talked about touring for large audiences and upping your game, and it doesn't get any bigger than the Warped Tour. You guys were on that for a while, the Vans Warped Tour, performing for, I mean, thousands and thousands, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000, whatever it was at whatever venue. Now, when you go from a 50,000 person show to a 1,000 or 500 people or whatever it is that plays in the smaller clubs, like the 930 Club here in D.C. is a famous club. It's probably got, I don't know, room for a couple thousand, and that would be max. What's the difference for you guys? You prefer one or the other, or...?
Well, the thing about Warped Tour is there's that many people there, but they're all scattered. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, there's the main stages, and then there's medium stages and smaller stages. But you have the people there, you know, to talk to. If they don't catch your set, you can at least walk around and try and get them a CD or something. Mm-hmm. But we really like the packed clubs, too. That's been great on this tour. We could get used to that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's excellent. Well, you know, congratulations on the success that you
Thank
guys
you.
Are having and continue to have. And what is the year ahead for you? Just nonstop touring. That's most bands say, all I'm doing is touring. One city after another, don't know where I am, just touring.
Yeah, I mean, after this tour, hopefully we'll be on to the next one. That's definitely our focus this year. And in between, you know, we've been working on new songs. And, you know, the Invisible Tonight has been out for almost a year now. So we're going to start probably working on the next one here. Not until next year. So we got to get all these songs kind of fleshed out and together. Lots of bits and pieces of ideas here and there. And, of course, the road is, you got stories, you got inspiration, you're meeting people. So it's a lot of lyrical inspiration for me. So I'm looking forward to just soaking this whole year up and writing songs about this.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand or realize how hard it is to be doing what you do. They think, wow, what an easy job, what a great job. You make millions of dollars and all you do is sing for people. But you got to be writing songs. You're in a bus and a van or whatever it is, going from place to place, singing songs, doing things like you're doing today here on radio stations. And so it's a lot of work to promote and promote and promote.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, you really do have to love it. It's part of that cutting your teeth in Nashville that I talked about. You really find out real quick. You do about one tour. You decide if you can sleep on a floor or, no, this isn't for me. I'm going to go a different route with my life. Because you're going to sleep on a floor for a couple years before you're in the tour bus. We're not even in the tour bus yet. We're still in the van. So, you know, but you really have to love it. And we all love it and enjoy every second of it.
What's been the highlight?
You don't start with the millions.
No, you don't start with the millions?
You start with peanut butter and ramen.
Yeah.
What's been the highlight? The peanut butter or the ramen? Which is the highlight for you so far?
We just appreciate every day. Every day we're lucky enough to do this. And I guess just the fans, that's the best part of it. It definitely gives a purpose to what we do and reminds us, you know, why we sleep on the floor and eat ramen, you know, and as long as they keep spreading the word and we keep getting bigger. I mean, it just means a lot to know that they want to see us succeed and they want to see us keep getting bigger and bigger. And it just feels like not, I don't want to say not so selfish in a way, but it feels like there's a purpose for it. It's bigger than us.
We had a fan and he must have been like 10 feet tall, the biggest guy I've ever seen.
Yes, shout out to that guy.
Out right in the middle of the crowd. You could see him because he was taller than everyone. And he just like, beginning of the set to the end, jumping up and down, biggest smile on his face, singing every single lyric. He was so happy, and it's like that's the kind of thing that makes us love it so much because he's probably even having more fun than we are, you know, and we enjoy it. And that's really what we want to do is just we want to share the joy that we have with everyone around us.
It must be great when you make a connection.
Like he drove like 3 hours each way to come see us, too.
Wow. He's in the parking lot downstairs, too.
He's waiting for us.
10-foot-tall guy.
He's waiting for us.
Hopefully we'll hang out.
There you go. The Nearly Deads on Border Crossings. And if you wouldn't mind doing one more song for us, I'd really appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's do Invisible tonight then, guys.
Ready? Let's do it.
Count us off a little quicker.
That I don't have. You want a miracle? I'm not your girl. Not a lover of words. I'm a lover of sound. You never understand because you're never around. Expect a lot of things. Pretend like you're not condescending. If you'd only listen to me, you'd know I'm drowning slowly. These walls keep closing. It's all about you, and it's stealing the show. All this thinking can get me in trouble, so I order a drink and I make it a double, drowning all my sorrow here again and again and again. So sorry, but I've got to go.
The Nearly Deads on Border Crossings. The album is called Invisible Tonight, and I'm sure it's available on iTunes and Amazon, all the places that people can get CDs. How about your website? Can they go to your website and get the album if they want?
Oh, yeah.
It's
TheNearlyDeads.com.
NearlyDeads.com.
Yep. Are you guys that out.
On Facebook and Twitter and doing all that
Facebook,
stuff, too?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, new app called Hear Me Out we're on now as well. We're all over the social network.
All over the place.
Yeah.
And you respond directly, I'm sure, based
on
how you sound, how passionate you are towards your fans.
Oh, yeah.
And accepting more money, if you want, to the next CD, probably.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about doing another Kickstarter yet, but, you know, we're a totally independent DIY band right now, and, you know, as long as people are willing to support us, you know, hopefully we'll be able to offer some really cool prizes next time around, so it's definitely...
Definitely a possibility.
Definitely a possibility, yeah.
What is Journey's Backyard Barbecue?
Ooh.
Journey's does this really cool thing. Backyard Barbecue, they have BMX bike demonstrations, they're slinging shoes. They have bands.
Skaters.
Yeah, skateboard demonstrations. It's Journeys has been amazing to us, too, by the way. Of course, Journeys Shoe Company, I'm pretty sure they have some international locations, Canada, stuff like that. I don't know how worldwide they are yet. But they've been playing our music videos there. I actually used to work at a Journeys. I used to sell shoes there before this all started.
Wow.
So they've been incredibly nice to us. And so Backyard Barbecue was coming to Nashville. And, you know, we got a chance to do the Converse Battle of the Bands. This is a couple summers ago. And it was just one of our biggest crowds we've ever played to. The All-American Rejects was the headliner that day. And, you know, we just had a blast. It was really fun. And we got a lot of new Nashville fans just from that one show.
And we won the Battle
And we
of the
won
Bands.
The Battle oh, of the wow. Bands. Yeah. Congratulations. Converse.
We each got four free pairs of shoes.
Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
Tons of Converse for
and
us.
Peanut butter and ramen.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we won a little bit of money, yeah.
Now, so what is the rest of the year going to be like for you? More touring, obviously, but tell me about something that no one else knows about. Give me some inside dirt. What's going on behind the scenes that you're talking about that no one else knows?
One thing, I'll go first. One thing is we are working on new music.
Okay.
I'll throw that out there.
Great.
We're actually playing a festival called the Fashion Meets Music Festival. It's September, I believe. That's Labor Day weekend. And we're getting to play with some incredible bands. Taking Back Sunday is like the big headliner our night. So that's a huge, like...
Yeah.
Like, we've made it kind of moment for us.
We grew up listening to them, so.
Yeah, they're another big influence. We've kind of dropped a lot of bands. But, yeah, that's definitely happening in September. So, what else? What else can we say?
Anything special planned for the holidays?
I don't know. My brother just got married. And
oh, congratulations.
He's the first in the family, and he actually married a South African girl. So.
Oh.
I
Great.
Might go to South Africa at the end of the year.
Oh, well,
to
see,
do
we're
his
on the
wedding.
Air there, and so people in South Africa will be here.
Yeah, that's why happy I really like this show, because I know.
Do you know how to say thank you in South African?
I do not. He
Afrikaans?
Does. He knows Afrikaans.
Buy a donkey.
There you go.
Buy a donkey. That'll get you far in South Africa.
Buy a donkey. Yeah, I'll remember that when I go there.
Well, thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a pleasure to meet you guys and to hear your sounds live in our studios, The Nearly Deads, the name of the band, and visible tonight is the current album. Look for a new one to come out maybe by the end of the year, maybe early next year. But thank you guys for dropping by. I'm Larry London with requests and dedications, and we'll start it off with one from El Shade Tesfe, who listens in Ethiopia to Shagger FM 102.1. Hello to everybody listening to Shagger FM. And I know there's a whole bunch that do. This is AWOL Nation here on Border Crossings. The song is Sail. It's dedicated from El Shade to Fitsum Fakir and Suheb Merwan. We're listening to Border Crossings. Cry for help.
me down. But the proof's in the way it hurts. For months on end I've had my doubts, denying every tear. I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here. You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one. You've been so unfadable. Even though God knows you can't find.
That was music from Sam Smith, who waited quite a while to get back out on tour. He said he feels great. And I saw a photo of Sam Smith the other day. He's lost a lot of weight. I guess having vocal cord surgery kind of prohibited him from eating like he usually does. So he's dropped a lot of weight, but he's back out on the road. Nathaniel Gabisa wanted us to play I'm Not the Only One from Sam Smith. I'm Larry London, and you've got Border Crossings. Don't forget, coming up in August, it's our big Now 55 CD giveaway, and I will give you more details next week on how you can enter to win the Now 55 CD. Coming up next, Katy Perry is on her dark horse, and a request from Jason Victor. This is Border Crossings.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rage.
I knew you were gonna come to me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully.
'Cause
I'm capable of anything, and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your
going back. Mark my words, this love will make you.
you know what you're falling for? Baby, do you dare to do this? 'Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
She's a beast, I call her karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful, try not to lead her on. Shawty heart is on steroids 'cause her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty, I'm gonna put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shot it so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She wrapped me like a roller coaster, turned the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug, I was trying to hit it and quit it. But little mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're for.
You should know.
Baby, do you dare to do this? 'Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Are you ready for, ready for,
ready for
a perfect storm, perfect storm,
perfect storm?
'Cause what's your mind, what's your mind?
There's no going back.
And that's music from Katy Perry, The Dark Horse. You've got VOA1 and all the hits. My name's Larry London here on Border Crossings. Thank you so much for tuning into our show today. I invite you to send your email requests to bordercrossings@voa.gov. That is the email address. Or stop by our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I want to thank Felicia Butler for putting together our show. She's our producer, director extraordinaire. And I will see you again tomorrow right here on Border Crossings, starting at 1500 Universal. Have a great night. This is the VOA1 Music Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.